Five have responded to Kalida Health's request for proposals to reuse Women and Children's Hospital's campus over at Bryant and Elmwood. And to talk to us right now, Mike Hughes from Kalida Health. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for giving us an update on this. Okay, there are five big name developers involved in this. We see that Pyramid Brokerage, one of them, Sinatra and Company, Uniland, Ellicott Development, Simonelli. They've all come up with proposals for the Bryant Street campus. Can you give us some highlights?
Sure. So first, as you said, you know, we have received great interest from very significant developers, all who have a demonstrated track record of great projects in this community, across New York State, and even some have done some work across the nation. So we're obviously very excited about that. In terms of the proposals, you know, we've done a preliminary review. We've only had a, you know, in-house about 24, 48 hours, but there's a range of interest, and they include housing, mixed use, hotel, and some other unique ideas, office space, and some educational place. So a range of ideas, all very exciting, all very much complementary to the neighborhood there.
Well, you have that project advisory committee, which has local stakeholders getting involved in this process as well. And one of the things, of course, they clearly try to lay out the community vision for any potential reuse of that location of Children's Hospital. Can you outline their thoughts, what they are looking for from a potential developer?
Sure. So what we did was we, about two and a half years ago, we put about 15 or so leaders around the table, block clubs, business community, Elmwood Village Association, planners, architects, to really help guide us as we put together the request for proposal. And they were the voice of that neighborhood. And really, you know, the theme for them is whatever happens there is it must fit in the character and the charm of the Elmwood Village. It's a unique community. It's, you know, a heartbeat away from downtown Buffalo. It's a very vibrant, you know, developed area. The opportunity to increase that development, I think, is exciting. So, you know, what the community wants, what the project advisory group has told us, is it really wants to make sure that whatever project is selected, it really fits into the character of the Elmwood Village.
You know, Mike, when this whole process started of course, moving Women and Children's Hospital over to the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, so there was a lot of fear about what would happen to the Children's Hospital location and what that would mean to that Elmwood area. All that being stated, when this first started, could you have imagined that there would be five developers of this ilk involved in wanting to redevelop that site?
Well, you know, as you said, you know, there was and still is some trepidation about the hospital moving. You know, it's been there for 125 years. But I think what people see is the opportunity and the next evolution of that community. And I think the times are different. West New York, the city, is a much different place than it was 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So I think people are really excited about the direction of the community, direction of the city. So they see this as a next step in terms of development. In terms of, you know, are we happy with what we've received in the names? Absolutely, because what people probably really don't understand is how complicated a site that is. I mean, you are in the heart of a residential neighborhood, and you have, you know, seven interconnected buildings, you know, hundreds of thousands of square feet of space that, you know, will either be renovated or, you know, demolished at some point. So it's a challenging project. It's a challenging opportunity, but I just think the upside, you're talking a multi-million dollar redevelopment for that community.
I know you're not a developer, and so I'm going to ask you maybe to step out of your expertise just a little bit here, but at the same time, you mentioned how complex Children's is. What about comparing it to how complex Gate Circle is? Can we give a kind of a comparison of the two?
Sure. You know, from our perspective, time is different. So, you know, the interest that we've drawn now versus back then, a lot of that is market-driven. We've said that since day one. Whatever happens at Gate Circle or whatever happens at Children's Hospital really is driven by the market, market demand, the banking world, you know, interest rates, all that stuff, the wherewithal and the financial capacity of developers. So a lot of it depends on the time and where we are in the market, number one. the sites are completely different. Gates, it really isn't the gateway into downtown. You're on Delaware Avenue, right at Gates Circle. Children's tucked into a residential neighborhood, a little bit more complicated when you're talking about any type of renovation. So the locations are different, but probably some of the similarities are they're old buildings. There's asbestos in a lot of them, a lot of interconnected buildings where, you know, through the course of 125 years, they're built upon each other, connected, and they just kind of end up taking up more and more space, you know, along the perimeter of the campus. So similar is in some way, but much different in terms of time and location.
And then finally, let's move this forward then. What can we expect to moving forward? What can the public and most certainly those interested stakeholders in that Elmwood Village area, what can they expect in this process?
Yeah, so over the next 90 to 120 days, what we'll do is we will do some significant due diligence on the proposals that we received. At the end of January, we are hoping to have a open house where the public can come in and hear from the developers in terms of their plans and ideas. In the meantime, what we've encouraged people to do is go to our website, the Children's Hospital Reuse website. You know, we can put a link on your page for that and give us their comments about what they want to see and, you know, what their feelings are about reuse in that neighborhood.
Mike Hughes of Kaleida Health, thank you as always for your time.
Thanks for having me.